And what can you make with the liver?
You can make liver sausage. Yeah. That's the only thing we ever do is we make liver sausage, or we keep it and just cook it and eat the liver.
Did you ever hear of taking the liver and liver sausage and mix it with cornmeal? And did you ever hear of pawn hoss?
No.
Or scrapple?
No.
And a person who kills and sells meat is called a...
probably the owner of a slaughterhouse.
Or at the store, he'd be
a butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, it doesn't taste right.
It's rancid.
Or completely...
or spoiled. Spoiled.
And what can you make with the meat from the head?
From the hog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you make tamales.
How do you make that?
You boil your hog head until it's done. This is a cut into sections and everything. You boil it until it's done, and then you mix your hog head meat and grind it all up. You grind some onions up with it, and you put in like cominos, salt. Cominos is a Mexican spice. Salt, pepper, garlic salt, chili powder, and a little meat. If your meat isn't real greasy, then you add some grease, cod lard, and then you make your masa out of masa, or you make it out of cornmeal. That's something you make out of cornmeal. Masa. It's have you ever had a tamale?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, it's like a dough. Oh, you like it kind of thin, and it's like a dough you make, and you pat it out flat, and you put it in this shuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you pat it out on the shuck, and then you put a little roll of meat, and you roll your shuck and your masa up at the same time. You fold it over, and you get them all done. You put them in a big pot, and you can steam them, you can boil them like that, or pressure cook them.
Anything else you'd make out of the head?
Yeah, you can make hog head cheese.
How do you make that?
Let's see. That's mixing hog head meat, some of the rinds. This is after it's been boiled. Some of the liver, I think. And you mix it all up with salt, pepper, garlic, salt. And I think they sometimes... no, I don't think they put any onions in. Anyway, after you get it all together, you stuff it into the stomach, which you have cleaned out of the hog. You clean the stomach, you stuff it in there, and you sew it up, and then... put it in a pot and you boil it, and you poke holes in the stomach, and then after it's done, I don't know how long you boil it, but after it's done, you take it out, and then you put it on the, they used to have a
take it out
press.
Of the stomach or take
no,
it?
You take the stomach out of the thing, this is on
yeah.
You, and you take it out, and what we usually do is set it out in the smokehouse, this is when it's real cold, so it's not going to spoil, and set it underneath the table leg, and then you put like some bricks and stuff on top of the table leg to weight it down, and it presses it, and whenever you're ready to eat it, well, you have this stomach thin, it's about so thick,
mm-hmm.
So big, and you slice it real thin, of course you peel that stomach off of it. It's been cleaned, it sounds gross, but it's been cleaned. It's pretty
how
good.
How
does it taste? Oh gosh, I don't even know if I can describe
it. Does it taste real spicy? Or?
Not ours, it never is. I guess the more you, if you like stuff real spicy, you could really put it together like that, but this is just like little chunks of meat. I don't know. It just tastes like pork.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Some people can't stand it. John couldn't stand it. But I like it.
Have you ever heard of making anything out of the blood?
You know, blood sausage? They make blood sausage. We don't. And I wouldn't taste it if you paid me to do it. It's gross sounding.
Talk about the clabber again. Did you ever hear the clabber call thick milk?
No. Just clabber.
And... the inside part of the cherry, the part you don't eat, is
the pit.
Hmm?
The cherry, the pit.
And what about in the peach?
I guess it'd be a seed.
What do you call that part inside the seed?
The part inside the seed? I don't know.
You know
inside
what I mean?
Inside the seed, no.
That smooth little thing? If you bust the seed open, the peach seed, you have a little
fruit. Yeah. I don't know.